A dance school based in Woking is seeking another podium finish this month as its young competitors head abroad for the Dance World Cup. The group of youngsters are putting the finishing touches to team and solo performances this week before they fly out to represent England at the international tournament in Prague. The dancers, aged 9 to 15, are all members of the hugely successful Street Vibes Elite Dance School in Shearwater. And the 42-strong squad leave for Prague on Thursday as part of Team England. Street Vibes Elite qualified as one of a number of teams to represent England at this year's finals. Radio Jackie's Chloe Norman has been speaking to senior team captain Finn, who's 15, and junior team captain Betty, who's 13, about the road ahead.
So, you are both taking part in the Dance World Cup for Team England, aren't you? You're part of the dance group Street Vibes Elite in Shearwater. How long have you guys both been dancing to start off with?
I've been dancing since I was about like 5 years old.
I've been dancing since I was 2 years old.
Wow, incredible. So a very long time then. And what does it feel like to be part of an international competition like this? All the way, you're flying out to Prague as well, aren't you? What does it feel like? Is it exciting?
Yeah, I actually love it so much. Like, I'm so excited for it.
Very excited. It'll be like crazy.
Do you feel a little bit nervous, though? Because I feel like I would. I'd be excited. But is there that kind of level of nerves, too?
Yeah, definitely. There's definitely nerves, like, deep down. But I think it's just going to help us to, like, just succeed.
And, like, push through the dance.
Absolutely. Spur you on. How many teams are taking part from your dance group, do you know?
So, from my dance group, we have four main teams and then five soloists.
Brilliant stuff. And do you know how many people are taking part? How many countries and teams are taking part internationally for the whole competition?
120,000 and like 62 countries competing.
So that is a lot of people. And this is a final, isn't it? So you guys are going for the main prize, the big gold. Are you feeling confident that you're going to get it?
Yeah, I'm feeling really confident. I mean, we all have to be confident at some rate.
And on the main day of the competition, obviously you've got the days leading up, you guys are practicing, you're hanging out, you're feeling a little bit nervous. On the actual day, before you're about to go on stage, can you describe to me, how do you feel for someone who has never taken part in a dance competition like that? How do you feel before the main event?
Oh, that's quite difficult, actually. What's up?
I think you'll feel like nervous, but when with your group, they like hype you up to get all them nerves out. You like bounce off each other.
So would you say that dancing in a group kind of gives you a bit more confidence and spurs you on to just go for it? Whereas if you were doing a solo, you might feel a little bit more nervous.
Yeah, definitely.
And does your team have any kind of pre-competition rituals? Do you do, you know, a prayer or a hug? How do you prepare for a big competition? Do you have like a good luck ritual that you guys do?
So we like all like go in a circle, we all put our hands in the middle, and then we go 1, 2, 3 SV Elite.
And you said that you've got a few teams there. What are the age ranges? What's the youngest and what's the oldest?
The youngest is 9 years old and like the oldest is 15.
And the big question that I'm dying to know the answer to is, do we know, is there a prize if you win this?
So if you come place first to third, you get a medal, gold, silver, bronze. But then I think like the biggest prize is just like us, like all, like, I don't know how to say it.
Like us competing together and being like a team.
Like being together, like working together. Yeah. That's definitely the biggest prize.
Absolutely. And you're both taking part in the England team. How does it feel to be representing your country?
Oh, it's so amazing. Like, I love it so much.
What about you, Betty? Do you feel proud?
Yeah, very. It's like amazing experience to just do something to represent our country.
Absolutely. And I know that Street Vibes Elite collected 3 silver medals in the competition last year, didn't they? So do you guys feel a little bit of pressure to make sure you come home with a medal again?
Just a little bit. Yeah. But like, even if we don't like get place or get a medal, it's still enjoyable to work like as a group with your friends. It will still be fun anyway, either or.
What kind of genres of music do you guys dance to?
We dance to hip-hop and, like, R&B, kind of.
Yeah.
Like,
lots of genres.
Yeah, lots.
How long does it take you to master a dance routine? A couple of days, weeks? How long does it take to prepare and learn a dance routine for a competition like this?
It takes a lot more than just a couple of days and weeks. So we've actually been working on dance for, like, a couple of months now. and we've just finished it, and we'd like just keep like cleaning it
and perfecting it.
Yeah, exactly.
And Betty, as the junior team captain, do you feel like you have learned anything from the seniors? Obviously, Finn's the senior team captain. Do you think you've learned anything from him, and I guess vice versa as well? Do you, as team captains, have you learned stuff from each other?
Yeah, we have. Like, we like Agile Dance School, we support like everyone, and we're all like really close. So it's like a big dance family, and we're just like really close, and we're all so supportive to each other.
Finn, starting off with you, how important is dancing to you?
Oh my gosh, it's so important. It's literally my life. Like, I spend so many hours a week doing it, and I just love it so much.
And what about you, Betty? How important is dancing to you personally?
It's really important to me because I've done it since little, grown up with it, and like I've just loved it to bits. And I've like grown in a family where they're dancers as well, because my older sister's a dancer too. So I've like grown up with that.
And the final question I have for you guys is, if someone's listening to this right now and they've fancied, you know, starting up a dance class, they're interested, what would you say to them, starting off with you, Finn, first, to encourage them to just take the leap and join the dance class and go in and have fun?
I say just do it. Just put yourself out there. Have fun. And if you don't enjoy it, there's always a different genre you can try, a different group, different people. Just chuck yourself right in the deep end. It'll be fine.
And what would you say, Betty, to encourage someone to go and join a dance class?
I would say just go for it. Be confident. If you don't like it, you could always try different styles and stuff. But like, it's always to have a go at stuff. It's always nice to try something you haven't done.